Title of the message this morning is Get Back Up and Keep On Running. Get Back Up and Keep On Running. Psalm chapter 25, we'll read there in just a moment, Psalm 25. But let's have a word of prayer to begin. Heavenly Father, we come to this time now where we want to study Your Word, preach Your Word. And Father, I pray that we would have open hearts and open minds to the truth. May Your Word convict us today and challenge us and stir us up. Father, some have been knocked down through discouragement, or knocked down through testings or trials, or knocked down through temptation or sin, or knocked down by the devices of the wicked one, knocked down because of a loss in their life, knocked down for any reason. I pray, Lord, that You'd help them to get back up, help them to keep on running, help them to keep on serving You and trusting You and living for You. Lord, use the message to challenge and stir our hearts, Father, that we would better live for You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Sometimes things come in our lives that knock us down spiritually. Sometimes things come in our lives that knock us down emotionally. Sometimes we face some troubles that discourage us. Sometimes we face or we have some maybe personal failures that knock us down spiritually. That happens in every person's life. So when it happens to you, don't think, well, it's just me. I'm such a failure. I can't go on. There's no point in doing anything. You know what? The devil would like to make you think that. That when we fail spiritually, there's no point in continuing on for Christ. Might as well just give up. The devil could get us to stop living for Christ, stop living for God. He would love that. We all sometimes are going to have personal failures that knock us down. Sometimes people have inconsistencies or struggles that cause them to maybe stumble in their spiritual life. There can be countless things that knock us down in our Christian race. But what does God want us to do? He wants us to get back up and keep on running. Get back up and keep on running. Sometimes maybe we don't feel like getting back up. My mom had a fall on Friday, Thursday night. It was late Thursday night, and she went to the emergency, and thankfully nothing's broken and so on, and she's back. Actually, they took her to my sister's place so she could get better care because she's stiff and sore. Went up there late Thursday night, and I met them at my sister's place, and I had managed to get her that far, and then me and my brother-in-law, we put her in a chair and carried her into the house and through the house into the bathroom and to bed and put her in bed and so on. And nothing's broken, but hopefully she'll recover here quickly. We appreciate your prayers for her. On a Friday, she was trying to get up, and she was in her walker some Friday, scooting around. But on Friday afternoon, I think it was, she was sitting on her walker and reached down to get something, and she fell down and didn't have the strength to get back up. So she sent an email. Maybe it's time that she gets, one of those things. I've fallen and I can't back. I've fallen and I can't get up. And there may be times spiritually in your life you feel like I've fallen. I can't get back up. There may be times where emotionally you get down and discouraged. People can get depressed so easily about things that they face in life. You're like, I don't feel like getting back up. Sometimes you go through things. And I don't know if it's worth it to get back up. But you know what? When it comes to living the Christian life and living for God, and even in your life is always worth living. And the Christian life is always worth living, and worth living well and doing our best and giving our best to it. And if we've fallen, we need to get back up and keep on running for God. Let me give you some examples this morning. A few examples from the book of Psalms of times when people were stumbling or slipping, times when they felt like they were really getting knocked down. Psalm chapter 25 and verse 15. Psalm 25:15 says, "Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for He shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn Thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring Thou me out of my distresses. Look Thou upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins." Listen, when stumbling in sin, remember this: God can show mercy and forgiveness. Sometimes we stumble, we fall in sin, we can fall to temptation. And when we fall, we might think, the devil makes us think, oh, you're such a loser. You're such a failure. You've sinned against God. You can't do anything anymore. You're worthless. You're no good. But you know what? God will forgive. God will show mercy. God will show grace. And if we've stumbled in sin, remember, God is merciful. God is gracious. God is forgiving. When our heart is troubled, the psalmist, he talked about his heart being troubled and so on. Listen, God can lift up your feet and help you to keep on running. Don't feel like, oh, I can't go on. I can't do anything else. God can lift you back up. You stumble emotionally. You stumble spiritually. You stumble because of some troubles or heartaches in your life. God is wanting to reach down and pick you up. You grab His hand and He wants to lift you up and help you set you on your feet again and help you to keep on running. Look over to Psalm 56 with me. Psalm chapter 56. I'm not going to speak to you very long this morning, I don't think, but I hope you'll be encouraged and helped to keep on running. Get back up and keep on running. Get back up and keep on running. Psalm chapter 56 and verse number 1 says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." You got times where you feel like, oh, I got a lot of enemies. I got people fighting against me. I got problems fighting against me. I got circumstances fighting against me. I got a co-worker fighting against me. I got a boss fighting against me. I got a husband or wife fighting against me. I've got people fighting against me. You need to turn to the Lord. Go down in verse number 8, Psalm 56 and verse 8. "Thou tellest my wanderings." Psalm says, talking about God now. "Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. For I this I know, for God is for me." Don't ever think, well, God's against me. No, He's for you. God is for you. Verse 9, "When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. For this I know, for God is for me." Verse 10, "In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto Thee. Thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not Thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the land of the living?" The psalmist believed the Lord would keep his feet from falling when he faced troubles, when he faced enemies, when things in life were tough. He believed that God was for him and God would help him. The psalmist believed the Lord cared about him. I like verse 9 there, where it talks about God keeping His tears in a bottle. Can you imagine that? God gathering up your tears. I've shed a lot of tears. But God can keep them. God puts them in a bottle. The psalmist believed the Lord cared about him, knew his tears, knew his heartaches, knew when he was stumbling in his heart and spirit. And he knew God hadn't forsaken him. God wasn't against him. God was for him. He knew that God cared about his troubles and his heartaches and his tears and what he was going through in his life. Turn with me over to Psalm chapter 73. Psalm chapter 73. And look there at verse number 1. Psalm 73, 1. "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." Then look down to verse number 16. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. He was on a slippery slope. He was slipping spiritually. He was slipping in his thinking. But then in verse 17 it says, "Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Surely Thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when Thou awakest, Thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant I was as a beast before Thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with Thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand." It's good to know that God's holding our hand. Asaph admitted that he was on a slippery slope spiritually in the beginning of the chapter. He was becoming envious and jealous of the world. You ever get like that? Maybe they think, well, they're not living for God. They seem to have it better than I do. That's what Asaph was like. But God helped him to realize that he had it far better off than he thought he did. And Asaph eventually recognized that it was God's hand that was holding him up and helping him. Look over at Psalm 94. Psalm chapter 94. And verse 14. Psalm 94 and verse 14. Says, "For the Lord will not cast off His people, neither will He forsake His inheritance." Now, Hebrews makes a promise, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." Verse 18, Psalm 94, 18 says this, "When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up." When we're slipping and we're falling and we're stumbling, God's mercy is still there for us. And I'm sure glad for that. You know what? Because there's times where we do stumble emotionally. There are times where you get discouraged about something and you feel like quitting. There's times where you stumble spiritually, stumble in your walk with God, stumble in your relationship with the Lord. Maybe you stumble in your relationship with somebody and you make a mistake and you know you things are hurt and hindered in that. Boy, we need to realize that God has mercy for us in those times. What should we do when we stumble and fall? Get back up and keep on running. What should we do when we get knocked down? Get back up and keep on running. What should we do when we stumble emotionally? Hey, get back up and keep on running. What should we do when we get tired in our Christian race? Get back up and keep on running. What should we do when discouragement comes and it knocks us down? Well, get back up and keep on running. It's not over. Your race isn't done. Look what the Bible says with me over in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 9. Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 9. The New Testament. If you're not there yet, I'll read it to you. It says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary as you're running that race. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. If we keep on going, keep on going. Will there be times when you stumble and fall? Sure there will. But we need to get back up and keep on running. When you're discouraged, get back up and keep on running. Isaiah chapter 40. You'll want to look at this one with me. If you got a Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 28. Isaiah 40 and verse 28. You know, verse 31 in this chapter is pretty well known. But the verses before it are wonderful verses too. Isaiah 40 and verse 28. Isaiah 40 and verse, beginning there in verse 28, it says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Are you going to stumble? Yeah, but get back up and keep on running. Times you're going to be weary and get knocked down? Yeah, but get back up and keep on running. What should we do when we stumble spiritually? Get back up and keep on running. What should you do when you feel like giving up and you decide to sit down for a while? Hey, get back up and keep on running. What should you do if you've maybe gotten out of the race a little bit? Get back up and keep on running. Look what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16. I like this verse we're going to read because it gives me hope. I think it gives all of us a lot of hope and encouragement that we can get back up and keep on running. Proverbs 24 and verse number 16. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 16 says this, "For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again." For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Hey, what should we do when we've maybe failed to do what we ought to have done? Well, get back up and keep on running. What should we do when we maybe made a mistake? Get back up and keep on running. What should we do when we've backslidden? Get back up and keep on running. What should we do when we've sinned? Get back up and keep on running. Remember 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." If we've sinned, the devil would like to make you think, you can't do anything. You're useless to God. God can't use you. You're just a sinner. Yeah, we're all sinners, saved by the grace of God. What a wonderful thing. He can use us again. He'll forgive us of our sin. What should we do? What should we do if we've been unfaithful in our devotions? Well, get back up and keep on running. We missed our devotions. Well, get to your devotions tonight. Get to your devotions tomorrow. Get back in the Bible again. What should we do when we've disappointed the Lord in some way? Get back up and keep on running. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 26, if you would. Matthew chapter 26. The Gospel of Matthew, first book of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 60. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 60. Let's even back up to verse 57. Matthew 26, chapter 26, verse 57. It says, "And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off." Peter, great disciple of Christ, Peter. Bold Peter. Remember the one who in the garden would take his sword and end up cutting off one of the ears of the soldiers? Because he was brave Peter. Always confident Peter. Always unashamed Peter. Always bold Peter. Standing for his Lord Jesus Christ. But later here he begins to follow afar off from his Lord, his Savior. It says in verse 59, "Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses and said, 'This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.' And the high priest arose and said to them, 'Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee?' But Jesus held his peace. The high priest answered and said to him, 'I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God.' Jesus saith unto him, 'Thou hast said, nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.' Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, 'He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye?' They answered and said, 'He is guilty of death.'" Boy, don't you think now Peter would stand up? I mean, Peter, he loved his Lord. He was always faithful to his Lord. He'd stand up for his Lord. To say he's guilty of death? Verse 67, Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands. I mean, they were beating him up. Peter didn't jump in to try to stop him. Truth was, he was afraid. Verse 68 says St. Prophet, "And as thou Christ, who is he that smote thee?" Verse 69, "Now Peter sat without in the palace, and the damsel came unto him, saying, 'Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee.' But he denied before them all, saying, 'I know not what thou sayest.' And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, 'This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth.' And again he denied with an oath, 'I do not know the man.' And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, 'Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee.' Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, 'I know not the man.' And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, 'Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice,' or three times. And he went out and wept bitterly." Boy, what a low time in Peter's life, isn't it? Just as Jesus Christ had predicted, Peter denied his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He denied him. When they so much tried to identify him as being one of his, you know, you're one of his disciples, you belong to Christ. No, he so much wanted to defy that point, and he so much was wanting to protect his own life that he begins to curse and swear, "I know not the man." Well, that's a pretty low point. He went out and wept bitterly because he felt, "Oh, I'm such a failure. What am I going to do now? What good am I for the Lord now? What good's my life now? Look at what I've done." You know what? Sometimes things knock us down. Things knock us down. But what do we need to do? Get back up and keep on running. You know what? The Lord gave Peter some special attention and some special love, and later would send for them to call Peter, and God did use Peter again, didn't He? You go to Acts chapter 2, and who was it that preached that message there on what we would call Pentecost Day, and when thousands of people ended up turning to God and believing on Christ and being saved? Peter preached that message. Oh, Peter had a failing. Peter got knocked down. Peter stumbled big time. Peter felt like a failure. Peter probably in that moment thought, I can never live for Christ again. I'll never be able to do anything for Him again. I'm such an absolute failure. But thank God he was able to get back up again. And God was able to use him again. And he did keep on running for God, and God used him still. What should we do when we've stumbled spiritually? Get back up and keep on running. What should we do when we become inconsistent or maybe unfaithful to the Lord? Get back up and keep on running. What should we do when we've stumbled in our prayer life? Get back up and keep on running. What should we do when our prayer time or our walk with God, if it's become little or it's become weak or it's become inconsistent or anemic, what should we do? Get back up and keep on praying. Get back up and keep on praying. What should we do when we've lost our burden for souls? Get back up and go soul winning again. What should we do when we fall into temptation? Get back up and keep on running. Remember that verse, a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Get back up and keep on running. What should we do when we've kind of slowed down or sat on the sidelines? Get back up and keep on running. What should you do when you've made some commitment to the Lord and failed to keep it? Probably most Christians have done that at some point in their life. Maybe we heard a message and God challenged our heart and we decided I'm going to do something or I'm not going to do something. I'll never do that again or I don't want to do that in my life. I know that's wrong. I shouldn't do that. And then we end up doing it. Oh, we can feel like a failure. Okay, get back up and keep on running. God will forgive. We made a decision. I'm going to start doing this. And we did it for a while, but the newness wore off and we stopped and we became unfaithful or we didn't keep that commitment to the Lord. We made a New Year's resolution that, you know, this year I'm going to read my Bible every day. By January 3rd, we missed the day. Okay, get back up and keep on running. Get back up and keep on running. Maybe you failed in some commitments. Hey, get back up and keep on running. You want to be faithful in your walk with God? Get back up and keep on running, even if you stumble. In reading your Bible, in spending time in prayer, and being faithful to the Lord, being faithful to church, and in any, whatever it may be, get back up and keep on running. What should we do when the race feels like it's all uphill and you've stumbled and fallen? Get back up and keep on running. When you stumble and fall, remember that God is right there with you, waiting to pick you back up. Psalm chapter 37. In Psalm chapter 37 and verse 23 and 24. Psalm 37, 23 and 24, it says this: "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." Glory to God. Even the steps of a good man, you know what? There's going to be times where he falls. There's going to be times where he stumbles. But the Lord is reaching down there. He's wanting to uphold you. He's wanting to lift you back up. He's wanting to help you. And you can get up again. And you can keep on running. And you can keep on doing what God wants you to do. Get back up and keep on running. The psalmist said this about his enemy in Psalm 118:13: "Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me." He said about his enemy, "Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me." I'm reminded when I read that verse that we have an enemy, the devil, that will do all that he can to knock us down. He'll throw his fiery darts at us, the Bible tells us. He'll try to get us to stumble and fall. He'll try to knock us out of the Christian race. He'll try to get us to fall to sin. He'll try to get us distracted by things of this world. He'll try to get us to lose our love for God or lose our passion for Christ. He'll try to knock us out of the Christian race. Our enemy will try to get us to turn our back on God. He'll try to get us to stumble and fall. But we must remember that our Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. And He'll never stop loving us. And He's there and He wants to help us back up when we stumble and fall. We need to get back up and keep on running. Get back up and keep on running. When we stumble or fall, God will help to lift us up again. Psalm 145:14 says, "The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down." Listen, you fall, you stumble, God can lift you back up again. God wants to. We can get back up and keep on running. You can get back up and keep on running. The devil has you convinced you can't. And you're maybe just going to kind of ride out your life in some kind of whatever. No, get back up and keep on running for God. I ask you this, as we finish, what should we do when others stumble and fall? What should we do when others stumble and fall? Look at just a few verses with me. What should we do when others stumble and fall? Well, God wants us to help them to get back up and keep on running. Don't look down on others. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 6 in the New Testament. Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 1. All of us are going to stumble and fall at times. All of us will stumble and fall at times. Don't look down on others. Oh, look at them. What a loser. What a failure. What a poor Christian. Look at them. We're all going to stumble and fall. We all have stumbled and fallen. Thank God for His grace that we're even here today. Corinthians 10 and verse 12 says, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1 says this, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burden, so fulfill the law of Christ." Listen, we're all going to stumble and fall. When others fall, we need to help them to get back up and to keep on running. We need to lend them a hand to get back up and keep on running. Not lend them a boot. No, lend them a hand to get back up and to keep on running. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse number 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 10. The Old Testament, the Bible says this, "For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up." Wouldn't that be a sad statement, a sad situation, if there's nobody to help lift him up? Somebody falls and somebody stumbles and there's no one there to help them? No one there to lift them up? No one to help them when they've fallen? Well, we all need help. We all need others to help us up when we stumble and fall. And we need to help others. We need to help others to lift them up. Lift them up. Lift them up. Somebody struggling spiritually, you be there to encourage them and to help them and to pray for them. Somebody struggling, you be there to be a blessing to them and a help in their life. Help others to get back up and keep on running. Proverbs 27:17, it says this, "Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." It ought to be that you help. You be a friend that helps. You'd be one that sharpens somebody that's kind of getting a little dull spiritually. You'd be one to help somebody who's fallen and struggled and maybe has had things knock them down emotionally or things knock them down spiritually or maybe they got knocked down physically. You'd be there to be an encouragement and a help to them. Hebrews chapter 10 really gives us a challenge to help people spiritually. Help people spiritually. In Hebrews chapter 10, and verse number 24. Hebrews 10 and verse 24 says this, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Somebody's struggling. We're to provoke them to love and to good works. We're to try to help them. Help them to get back up and keep on running. Hey, we need to help others. We're all going to stumble and fall at times and help others to get back up and keep running. You're going to fall. I guarantee it, I'm going to fall. And we're all going to fall at times. We're all going to stumble at times in our life. We can struggle emotionally. We can get discouraged. We can stumble spiritually in our life. And what do we need to do? Don't give up. Don't give up. That's the worst thing we can do. Rely on God's strength and mercy to help us up. And let's get back up and keep on running. Remember a verse in Proverbs 24:16. "A just man falleth seven times and riseth up again." Riseth up again. You've fallen, you've stumbled. Okay, get back up and keep on running. You're struggling in your Christian life where maybe you're not doing some things that you ought to be doing. Okay, get back up and keep on running. Maybe there's some things you used to do faithfully for the Lord Jesus Christ. Get back up and keep on running. You started out years ago to say, I'm going to tithe. And you did that for a while, but you stopped. Get back up and keep on running. You tried to read your Bible and you began to do so, but maybe you're struggling in your relationship with God and you come to church and it's the most Bible you get all week. Okay, in your own private life, in your home, you need to read the Bible. Get back up and read it again. Spend time in the Word of God. Get back up and keep on running in your prayer life, in your Christian life, in the Christian race that we're all to run. You may become weary. You may become discouraged. Okay, you may stumble, you may fall, you may have sat down on the sidelines because you're just tired. Get back up, get in the race, and keep on running for God. Get back up and keep on running. Get back up and keep on running. Don't give up. Don't give up. So many of you say, preacher, I expect you to keep on running. I expect you to keep on running. Okay, well, I expect you to keep on running. Get back up and keep on running. Get back up and keep on running. Get back up and keep on running.